Bharat Ali Bhutto fled his homeland of Afghanistan in 2012 following death threats. The photojournalist was targeted after an expose was published in the Washington Post on the dancing boys of Afghanistan. The story revealed the exploitation of young boys who were forced to dress as women and perform at parties for warlords. Following the threats, he sought refuge in neighbouring Pakistan before trying to make it to Australia.
That boat trip failed, and our boat was sinking, so we survived and we made it back to Indonesia, where we were detained. And in detention, we only spent a day and a night, and then I escaped from the detention center.
He eventually settled here in 2013. Since then, he's gone on to win a Walkley Award for his photography, which documented his perilous journey. Mr. Bhutto says being part of the book was important to try and help break down some of the negative attitudes about refugees.
A lot of time they are demonized, and they are just numbers than actual human. So these, I think, the first-hand stories are important to give actual picture to who these people are behind these stories.
Miwaz Jambaz spent 20 years in Pakistan with his family after fleeing his home in Afghanistan as a child. He was minutes away from being killed after he was sent to a nearby shop by his family to buy bread. Just 10 metres away from the store, it was hit by a rocket. Mr. Jambaz says after all those years feeling stateless in Pakistan, it didn't take long for him to feel at home in Australia, thanks to a warm welcome at Melbourne Airport.
I was feeling, what's happening here? The policewoman is welcoming you with a smile. So that was I feel very, very happy with that. So I feel more than home.
An accomplished artist, Mr. Jambaz, says he hopes by sharing his story, it'll provide an insight into the real lives of refugees and their reasons for coming to Australia.
If they read my story, at least they can get confident that look at this person, this man who saw lots of difficulties. Instead of that, he is, moving forward, and he never feel hopeless.
As the number of refugees around the world skyrockets, author Laurie Knowles says these stories will help to humanise the issue.
It conveys a sense of a common humanity that, everybody has the same hopes and dreams, same challenges, and that, we're fortunate in this country and we can afford to help people who, have been displaced by conflict.
Gloria Kalesh, SBS News.